Rory, the new season upon us once again, and starting without Rory Kavanagh.
Yeah, I suppose there's quite a few changes now, Tom. Very new look Donegal team. But again, what I've been hearing, they've been moving very well in a couple of their pre-season friendlies. New players coming in, they've seemed to impress. And I know they've been working very hard in the gyms from sort of October, November time, so I'd expect a really, you know, fit-conditioned Donegal side taking the field, you know.
Yeah, and it's the first time in a long time we've seen so many debutants and such a drastic change, because there's been a big clear-out over the winter.
Well, I suppose the management knew that was coming, Tom, over the past 12 months. They knew that this day was coming, and they got that sort of feedback from the older players, so they've been preparing for that, you know. I think the Donegal supporters were kind of knew that the same was coming. So, listen, it's a chance now for the new fellas coming in to stake a claim, and league football is ideal for that, starting with Kerry now. And, you know, there's four, I think, is it, making their league debut now on Sunday. So it'll be interesting to see how they gel now and how they perform as a team.
As you said, the parenting going well in challenge games, and some of the under 21 players going particularly well in the McKenna Cup, like Jason McGee and Michael Langan in particular. So Owen Bond Gallagher as well. So obviously, it's big. It's a big day for them tomorrow.
It is a big game for them. Like against Kerry too. Kerry are coming along journey, I know, but listen, I still think Donegal, you don't think the likes of Michael Murphy and Eddie McGee and Paddy McGrath and Ryan McEwen, these boys aren't going to accept any softening of the approach. They'll see it as a home game in Letterkenny, even though we don't have a great record in Letterkenny, they'll still be viewing it as looking to get 2 points on the board, so there'll be no softening of the approach. They'll win with that sort of an attitude that we're here to win and get off to a very good start on Sunday.
Yeah, and of course those players that you mentioned, the Neil McGee's, the Paddy McGraths, the Ryan McHughes, the Michael Murphy's, Patrick McBeartys, the Marty O'Reilly's, kind of they're very important to the young fellows, to bring them along, to cajole them, to coax them, and to even in the last couple of weeks tell them what it's going to be like.
Well, that's it. They're the leaders in the team. They're the established players. So they'll be definitely taking the younger fellas under their wing. But, like, no, there's still good experience, and the young fellas that have come in will be listening to the likes of Michael and taking advice from him and McGee. And, you know, it'll be up to them, certainly, to look after them and offer them a bit of advice during the game. But, you know, I still think that there's plenty of experience. They've been in around the squad, the new players, you know, for a good while now. And I'm excited to see what they can do, because the story that I've been hearing is that they're all a very good nick, you know.
And tell me, you know, back to your own days, what was it like coming in first? What was the one thing that struck you about the senior game as opposed to, say, minor under 21?
It's the pace of the game, definitely. You know, you don't have as much time in the ball. Your decision making has to be, you know, spot on. You need to be two or three steps ahead of the play, knowing where your pass is going before you receive it. You know, and you're just trying as a young player not to make too many mistakes. You know, you want to get on and get the first touch and maybe get it off nice as quickly as possible and get on the end of a few moves, and, you know, just keep it really, you know, simple at the start and do things, you know, at pace, and try not to get caught on the ball, because definitely when you go into, you know, senior football like that, there your time in the ball is definitely limited, Tom.
And obviously there's a greater physicality about the game as well when you move up to senior.
But you see, these boys are all well able now. I'm looking, even, you know, last year and been in and around the gym sessions, the thing that is strikes me is when I was that age, these fellas are a lot bigger now. They're a lot better developed. They're physically, they're a lot better shape than what I was when I was their age. So I don't think that's as big a part now. It's more so, as I said, the time on the ball and decision making on the ball is going to be a key thing for these young players coming up.
Yeah, and Kerry, Is there a difference to Kerry to some of the other teams they're going to meet?
Well, as we found out last year, Kerry definitely bring a hard edge. You know, a lot of people said there was a lot of cynical stuff going on last year down in Tralee. And there was a lot of stuff going on off the ball. Maybe the referee didn't help us, and that he let a lot go, and the game just seemed to boil over. There were little mini battles going on all over the place, and for a while that game was just totally out of control. So we didn't go in with that sort of intention from the start. You know, of course you're going to stand your ground if somebody comes pushing at you, and the senior players will be keen to protect the younger boys if there's any sort of nonsense going on down in McDonald Park on Sunday. But
I think it's quite different circumstances. If I recall rightly, he went to Kerry last year, and Kerry hadn't actually won a game. So obviously there was a lot at stake for them.
There was, and a lot of the stuff probably was initiated by the Kerry men. So listen, I don't see that being a huge factor now on Sunday with it being the first game of the league. So you're right in that the circumstances have changed, but at the same time, there's 2 points at stake. Donegal have 4 home games this year, so they'll definitely be targeted on Sunday as one to get 2 points from a team that's coming from the other end of the country.
Looking at the selection, and you've got time to browse it and look to it, what's the first thing that strikes you about it?
Listen, you have your established group of players there with Michael Murphy, Paddy McBurty, you have the Marty O'Reillys in there, you have Neil McGee, you have Paddy McGrath. You know, Ryan McHughes, the goalkeeper, was all there from last year. And then you have a scattering of young players. You know, I'm delighted, obviously, for my own club man, Keelan Ward, being named at number 6. I'm delighted for him. He's somebody, from my own club's perspective, has been probably our standout performer in the last couple of years. Very comfortable footballer, off both feet, you know, good running the ball. And, you know, generally very cool on it and do the right thing. So I'm delighted for Keelan. He's getting his chance. The new man, Paul Brennan, coming on in, you know, again, from playing against him at club level, he seems to be a good aggressive player and likes to you know, bomb on and try and kick a score and put his man on the back foot if at all possible. So, you know, the midfield of Hugh McFadden and Jason McGee again, himself and Michael Langan have appeared to settle in really quickly to senior football and have performed very well in the challenge games. He's a big man. He'll need that against the big Kerry midfield, you know. But he's well able to compete in the air, and that's one of the main reasons that he's in from the start, is his ability to win clean possession. That's vital for any team nowadays, you know. So I like Kieran Thompson. You know, I'm a big fan of Kieran Thompson. You know, he can switch between forwards and midfield, and you know, another man who's very good at getting on the end of a ball for a score. So. I think I'm excited by it, Tom. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing these boys. I've been involved with them long enough at training and house games to know that how talented they are. So I'm really excited about looking to see how they perform on Sunday.